Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Iran's president has warned Israel against any retaliation after an unprecedented missile and drone attack overnight. It was the first Iran has launched against Israel from Iranian soil. Tehran said the attack was in response to Israel's bombing of the Iranian consulate in Syria 2 weeks ago. Iran's foreign minister says Tehran informed the U.S. its attacks against Israel would be limited. Hossein Amir Abdullahian met with foreign ambassadors in Tehran to discuss the strikes.
As you know, last night, the forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran struck the Zionist regime's military targets. Our actions were limited. We had informed the White House that our military actions were to be limited, precise with the intention for self-defense and to punish the Israeli regime. In these actions, our forces, with precision, used both drones and missiles to target a military site in Israel which houses F-35 jets. They had used this site to attack our consulate in Damascus, and it was this site which we struck.
While governments around the world are calling for restraint on all sides, the United Nations Security Council is due to hold an emergency meeting in the coming hours. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, has called the situation a grave threat to regional security, while the UK condemned the attack.
It's clear that Iran is determined to sow discontent and destabilize the region, its own backyard. That's very clear from its actions. If this attack had been successful, the fallout for regional stability would be hard to overstate. And we stand by the security of Israel and the wider region, which is, of course, important for our security here at home, too. And what we now need is for calm heads to prevail.
In Gaza, several Palestinians have been injured after Israeli forces opened fire on them in Gaza City. Hundreds of displaced families were trying to return from central Gaza to the north along a coastal road. More than 100 Palestinians were killed by Israeli snipers on the same route in February while collecting food aid. In other world news, officials in southern Russia say around 1,000 homes were flooded in the city of Orenburg in the last 24 hours. Water levels of the Ural River, which runs through Orenburg, are now thought to be subsiding, having reached nearly 12 meters. Authorities in the city told thousands of residents to evacuate immediately on Friday. In Australia, police investigating the killing of six people in a stabbing attack say the knife man had a history of mental health problems. 40-year-old Joel Kochi was shot dead during his rampage at a shopping mall in Sydney on Saturday. A 9-month-old baby was among 12 people needing hospital treatment for their injuries.